I knew someone who claimed, probably truthfully, that he completed around 5 different licensing exams, including the proverbially difficult Series 7 exam, in less than 1 week. That person, though smart, was emotionally broken, and he made that claim to me when he was working at a dead-end, low-level job. In general, so I have discovered, when people make big claims about their performance on tests, those claims seldom correlate with real accomplishment in the field in question. Of course, oftentimes those claims are simply lies, but sometimes they are true, and even if the false claims are set aside, the true ones have no correlation, or even a negative correlation, with actual success in the fields corresponding to those tests. And many a person who has taken a solid year or more to pass a licensing exam often does brilliantly in the field in question. How are these statements, supposing them true, to be explained? I think that many people who hyperperform on licensing exams and other such tests do so because they know that they are too broken emotionally to be obliged by a good test performance to make any changes to their lives, so they know that their doing well on those tests won't require them to undertake any new obligations or incur any new risks. Contrarywise, many people who take a long time to prepare for such tests do so because they know that their passing those tests will have practical consequences for them. They know that, since they are not emotionally broken, their passing the test in question will require them to change their lives in significant ways, and this gives them an incentive to draw out the process of getting ready for that test. It isn't just that they are procrastinating out of fear of the life changes they will have to make after they pass the test, though that is certainly a part of what is going on. It is also that they need extra time to ready themselves for the profound changes that their passing the test will have on their lives.